Psalm 29, a psalm of David. Give unto the Lord, O you mighty ones, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due to his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord is over many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. Yes, the Lord splinters the cedars of Lebanon. He makes them also skip like a calf, Lebanon and Sirion like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord divides the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord makes the deer give birth and strips the forests bare. And in his temple everyone says, glory. The Lord sat enthroned at the flood, and the Lord sits as king forever. The Lord will give strength to his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace.
Glory to God. Welcome to Wonder and Reality. This is Jim. This series is the fear of the Lord, and which leads to many very important things that we need in our walk with Jesus Christ. But first, I want to just give an overview. The greatest entity in the universe is, of course, our great and awesome God Almighty. And in that psalm, we hear his voice full of majesty. If he's for us, we should have no fears. We should have no... I mean, think about that. The God Almighty, he's all around us. He's everywhere. Jesus the Christ. He's God. He's Lord. He made this possible. Amen. Amen. So how do we get this presence of Jesus Christ? We need the fear of the Lord. We need to humble ourselves before him. We need to have a broken and contrite spirit, broken over our sin, over the fact that we've missed it. Sin is missing the mark. We've all missed it. And we need to repent. I need to repent. A great man of God said recently, God might allow things to happen to us so that we repent and get right with him. The presence of Jesus Christ, so glorious, so wonderful. That's what we need. That's what we desire. Even if people don't realize it, every person on the earth was made to walk with God through Jesus Christ. And it's simple. It's fun. It's exciting. It changes everything. We're a new creation. We now have this. We realize every day is an adventure with him. Wonderful things are now possible. Glory and miracles and new things that we're learning, that we learn through him. Jesus said, learn from me. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. So we do need to learn. We need to just walk with him daily, and we will learn. He will teach us. Glory to God forever. At the same time, we do have to there's practical things that we have to do on the earth. And I was just talking to one of my great, you know, close friends, his name is Jeff, about, you know, it's, there's so many practical things. We have to, you know, be balanced and exercise and have good, positive people in our life and a lot of things like that. But send us your prayer requests. We want to believe with you. We want, where two or three are gathered, two of you agree on earth as touching anything that they ask, it shall be done for them by my Father in heaven. These exceedingly great and precious promises that he's provided us are so wonderful. And these, all of these things help build us up in our holy faith. So send us your request. We'll believe with you. And Jesus is going to do it. Amen. We need to continue with the fear of the Lord. Let's humble ourselves before him. He will lead us, and it'll cause us to pray, to seek him, to repent. That's what we need. Repentance, such a key. Our great and awesome God is all around us and with us all the time. If we're with Jesus Christ, if he's our Lord and Savior, he's with us all the time. Amen. Amen. I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. Blessings and more soon.